This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes it's not always a case of it's your house. It's more like you're the house's people. And the ownership kind of works the other direction, not where the humans are the ones in control. And when that happens, it makes for a very interesting dynamic. In some cases, people feel very comfortable with that. Some people embrace it even when things are really strange. Some will run fleeing from such things, depending on how extreme things get. But it certainly does make for a feeling of uncertainty. And if you're an anxious person, not probably a great environment for you. In our next story, we hear about a young couple moving into a really interesting place, a repurposed Sunday school building. What exactly went on in that building that would cause this now apartment to have so much activity? That's the question. Take a listen. Okay, so I have a story for you, one which I, to be honest, still have not quite figured out completely. Maybe you might have some insight. When I was in my early 20s, I lived in an old farmhouse with a guy I was dating at the time. The farmhouse was split into two apartments, one in front, the one I lived in, and the one behind us, a friend lived in. And for sake of privacy, I'll just call him E. This old farmhouse had cornfield to the right, woods to the back, a church to the side, and a church directly across the street with a police station diagonally across the street from it. Now, the relevancy of this is that this old farmhouse, before it became a rental property, as was told to us by our landlord when we purchased it to use, it used to be a Sunday school for the church to the left of us. And there were definite signs in the house it was used for a school by the church, as there was a sidewalk leading from our fire escape to the second floor to the church. The house had a metal fire escape that was put in because fire codes for schools require 2 exits in case of emergency as well. From our side of the rental, you could tell that it was not used to be lived in for a while and that our landlord was ridiculously cheap at converting it into apartments because the bathroom had an exceedingly small, square, do-it-yourself, thin plastic shower that was honestly junk. We were young and the apartment's rent was super cheap, so we just dealt with it. Also, before getting to the staircase that led to the second floor, there was a big piece of plywood painted white screwed over something on the wall. And I asked the landlord what it was covering, and he said a chalkboard from the Sunday school. All of this has meaning to the story, so please bear with me. The upstairs had two bedrooms only, and that was it, one of which had the fire escape and was the room we slept in. The heaters in the house were the old 50s style that stuck out of the wall. There was no air conditioning. Okay, so the weird stuff started after a few years of living there. The first was doors opening by themselves. One time I came home from work late at night as I was closing manager at a restaurant, so I often came home around 1 or 2 in the morning, had my dinner, and went to bed. The guy I was dating at the time was fast asleep, and I had just gotten into bed when I saw our bedroom door, move on its own. It was wide open. It was only us living there, so I never really felt the need to shut the door, and I watched it very slowly close on its own. It did not latch. It came close. The floor of that room was a bit slanted when we moved in, and I was concerned about its condition, but the landlord assured us it was fine. This was the first time in 2 years we lived there. This door did that as well. It had always been open since we moved in. I shrugged it off, thinking maybe it was the tilt of the floor, a draft from the fire escape door, which was adjacent, and got up and opened the door back up and went to sleep. A few weeks go by, and it's the middle of summer and extremely hot outside. Now, we had no air conditioning and could not use a window unit because the windows were painted shut. No matter how hard we pulled, they would not open. So, you can say with cheap rent comes some sacrifices, and in the summer, it could get miserable in there. We did what we could with fans everywhere. I was home alone, he was at work, and just to note that all the events that happened only happened when I was alone. He never witnessed any strange occurrences, and the same goes for our neighbor, E, who also had his own experiences, which his girlfriend had never witnessed. So me and E shared experiences that our partners never believed and thought we were crazy. So I was alone just playing video games, trying to stay in front of the fan. The heater kicked on full blast. And I'll tell you how disturbing this account was, because it felt menacing and threatening, like it wanted to kill me. I froze from shock because it was already 90-something degrees in there. Last thing I needed was some more heat. Finally, I got up, walked over to the thermostat to see if it had been accidentally pushed on. But no, it was in the off position, and the temperature was now very clear to the low side. I put my hand in front of the heater vent coming out of the wall to be sure enough it was blasting hot air right out. I started panicking, fiddling with the windows, wiggling them around, turning it on and off, anything to make the heat stop coming out. Nothing worked. Now, I'm an occultist, so I know some stuff about banishing spirits and decided that it might be the moment to try it, because what else could I do? I don't know anything about electrical wiring to unwire it, so I put my hands up in a triangle, pushed forward in the form of a banishing. As soon as I did this, the heater shut off and stopped blowing hot air. This honestly confirmed in my mind it was something spirit. Relieved that I got the heater to stop and sweating to death, I sat back down on the couch, lit a cigarette, and tried to make sense of it. Eventually, I gave up and started playing the video game again, and maybe 20 minutes passed, and the heater came on again a second time. So now I'm getting mad, stood up, did the triangle banishing again, stopped immediately. But this time, as soon as I dropped my hands down, breaking the triangle, the heater kicked back on immediately. I panicked and ran out of the house, shaking. I was standing in the front lawn, scared to go back inside because whatever it was trying to roast me out of there. I told him when we got home, we called the landlord and an electrician came out. Didn't find any reason for the apartment malfunctioning, but did find we had a leak of carbon monoxide from a crack in the heater, which he welded shut. To be honest, I never noticed that my lit cigarettes would constantly go out and have to relight them, but that was at least explained by the leak. Never did we figure out why it turned on, though. We joke around and put plates of food in front of it as offerings and called it the heater demon. I'm not sure how much time passed. Forgive me, this was 20 years ago, but I was up in the second bedroom on my computer with the door shut when the ceiling light turned off and left me in the dark, as this was nighttime. Now, I do not know why. I never noticed this in the several years I lived there. I guess I'm not a very observant person. And it was not until this happened that I finally noticed the oddness of this room. So I was sitting in the dark and I froze, scared, because I knew I was alone. As he was at work. It was not a circuit breaker, as my computer was still on, or was it? Was something in the house with me? That was the scariest thought I had as I'm a young girl in my 20s alone. So I got up, started feeling next to the door for the light switch, couldn't find it at all. So slowly I opened the door, lit the light from downstairs, was enough to see the hallways upstairs, and that's when I saw that the light switch for the ceiling light was on the outside of the room. Why on earth was it on the outside? It was bizarre, but not as bizarre as what I discovered after that. So I flipped the switch and the light came on in the room, confirming it was not the circuit breaker. So what flipped the switch off? So I gathered my courage, grabbed a metal bat and walked around the house carefully, expecting either emergency came home early and was messing with me, or someone had broken into our apartment. Nobody was there and there were no signs of breaking or entering. I walked around outside the house looking for signs of someone breaking and entering. Nothing. Everything was fine. So I went back upstairs, examined the light on the switch on the outside of the room. I don't know if for like 5 years of living there, I finally noticed that the door handle was backwards. The lock was on the outside of the room. And there was a deadbolt at the top of the door to the frame, one of those push-up and twist bolt locks, not the chain one. So now I'm obviously wondering, why in the hell does a Sunday school have a room that locks on the outside with a deadbolt and light switch also on the outside? Immediately, I felt like this room was used to abuse someone, to shut them and lock them in with no lights, like a prison. It had been a Sunday school. Did they put kids in there for a timeout or something? So yeah, that was bizarre. And the last thing to add that happened to me at that house was a photograph. We had one of those disposable Kodak cameras, and it was just me and him in the house. Took a picture of me in the front room. Years later, I was going through pictures, and yes, more proof of how observant I was at noticing strange things. I pulled up this picture of me he took, and there, right to the right of my head, just above my shoulder, was a strange, menacing man's face in the picture. He has had his own stories of the place as well. We tell each other our stories because our partners did not believe us and thought we were crazy because nothing ever happened to them. It always seemed to happen only to me and him when we were alone. I can tell you his stories, but I figure this has probably been long enough for now. Thanks for reading the story. We'll be interested to hear your thoughts on it as well as your humor. Thanks a bunch for the awesome show once again. Keep up the good work, Mandy.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.